One who is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei is not allowed to be matzik for anything unless it's a chash pikuach nefesh. The king, a goyish, if you're worried about a goyish, some type of mobster, whatever may cause damage, or an animal that could harm you. All these situations, rachatfila, you should not talk, just go away to another place. If there's no way out of it other than talking, then under those circumstances you have a head to talk to save your life. Generally speaking, one should just move away to another place to avoid it. Kamavan, if there's no standing circumstances, one should not move away from the place he's traveling to go to another place, even though he's not. If the person was mafsik, so the father passed that if the hefsik was long enough to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei according to his taste, and he has to start over again. That's the start of the Makabah. The Meisen, the whole big Makalikas Rishonim, there's two other opinions. One opinion says that we cannot say this only in a case where there's an oinus. There's some danger which prevented him from davening. That's considered hefsek. But other than that, if his time waited a long time in the middle, it's not considered hefsek. Others say that even more than that, even an oinus is not considered hefsek. Sometimes it's considered hefsek if he's in a position that it's impossible to daven halachically. For example, if he was in the bathroom for a long period of time in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah.
So, bottom line is, if the person was in the bathroom for a massive time to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei, he has to start over again. There's another type of oinus, it's a machlokes. What are you doing? If he did not have such a long hefsek, the Chabad says you should be crazy to the beginning of the prophet that he was saying. He has to be mafsek for something. That also is a machlokes whether it's required or not. And so, nice if somebody has to be mafsek for something for a shorter period of time, and the Chassidus should start the prophet that he said. If for whatever reason he didn't, then he wants to rely on his other Yishayim and Afayim to say, and as long as he didn't have the hefsek, which is long enough to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei, then that's just starting. The Mechaber also passes that if he's spoken more than Tefillah, then it has the same status as we said till now. Which means that if he spoke for the amount of time that he said the entire Shemoneh Esrei, he started over. If he spoke a little bit, so the Chafilah should start the prophet.